It's Sound Effect on KPLU. I'm Gabriel Spitzer. And to wrap up our show on eavesdropping today, we bring you a story about what it's like to listen in to an intimate moment from the past. In 2001, producer Warren Langford discovered a long-forgotten audio artifact, and he got kind of obsessed. After a decade of thinking about this little sonic time capsule, Warren decided he had no choice but to track down its creator.
A year after I graduated high school in Santa Fe, New Mexico, my buddy Liz Prince and I were just aimlessly driving around town. We stop at a yard sale. In a box that says 50 cents, I see this shiny cassette player, and immediately I'm like, oh my God, it's a Talkboy.
You can have lots of high-tech fun with Tiger's Talkboy tape recorder.
Hey, stop drooling on me.
In 1992, Talkboys were the most popular toy that Christmas, and that's almost entirely due to its appearance in the movie Home Alone 2, Lost in New York.
Howdy do, this is Peter McAllister, the father. I'd like a hotel room. Credit card? You got it.
Now, what set the Talkboy apart from just any old Walkman was that it had a slow function that made kids sound like deranged adults.
Plaza Hotel reservations, may I help you?
Howdy do, this is Peter McAllister. The father.
Yes, sir.
I'd like a hotel room.
Yes, sir. You'll need a major credit card upon check-in.
Credit card? You got it.
I'm positive it was on my Christmas list that year, but I never got one. So even though it's a decade-old toy at this point, to me, finding a Talkboy was still a total score. So I hand over 50 cents, get back in the car, and that's when we notice that there's a tape still within the Talkboy. So Liz puts it on the stereo.
Hello, this is Marcos again. I would like to play another piece called Brodka. Here it is.
So, it's a radio show. And this Marcos kid is apparently the DJ. He calls all the songs pieces, and each piece is roughly 30 seconds long.
I would like to play another piece for you. It's called Carlos. Well, now I want to play a piece for you. It is called Go For It. I think I should play another piece for you. It is called Cruising. That was called Clouds. That was one of my favorites. Now here is Cruising. Sorry about that.
And we're just captivated. We're like, why would this adorable child go to all this effort? Who is it for? And where the hell did he get all these songs? And then about 20 minutes in, something crazy happens.
Dakota is Frito, Dakota is a Frito.
So we get it. Dakota is a Frito. But that really only leaves me with more questions. And Marcos gets right back into the show like nothing happened.
Here's a little piece called Upcoming.
After 27 minutes and 39 songs, the show is over. So I get pretty into this tape. I make my brother Evan convert the whole thing into individual MP3s, and I burn a copy for all of my friends. One night at a party, we choreographed an entire dance routine to this song. A few years later, I moved to Seattle, and in the move, I somehow lost the original tape. But I never stopped listening to the MP3s, and I'm always catching myself humming them and dreaming up lyrics. The pieces become ingrained in my very being. So I start looking for the songs online. Google fails me, then SoundHound fails me, Shazam. I get nothing. Not only am I coming up empty on my search for the music, but I also really, really want to find Marcos, and I'm only getting dead ends there too. So as kind of a last resort, I turn to my buddy Alex DeVore. He writes for Santa Fe's weekly newspaper, The Reporter. So I ask if he'd be into doing a story about it, and he is. The Reporter published a one-page story, and Alex even went on the radio to talk about it.
Warren, for 15 years, has been looking for this guy, and now I want to find him too.
Wow.
So we figure if he had the talk boy, he's got to be early 30s, maybe a little older. Marcos is the name. So if anyone named Marcos or anyone who knows someone named Marcos has information about a talk boy radio show, we want to find you.
Literally the next day, Alex calls and leaves me a message saying he got an email from someone we'll call Marcos R.
And he says that he did have a talk boy, which he sold at a yard sale when he got a little older. Just need to verify the address.
Marcos R. emailed me, confirmed that he had a talk boy, and grew up on the tiny 3-block street where the yard sale was. So that was enough evidence for me. But then Alex calls again.
Okay, so we found one guy named Marcos.
But then this morning, Marcos Lujan emails and he says, oh, I'm the talk boy, ..
And this new guy, Marcos Lujan, also had a talk boy, also grew up on that same tiny street, but he says he knew Dakota. All right, that's enough. Sorry, I won't put you through that again. But here's the other crazy thing. Marcos Lujan knows my brother, Evan, the same brother that put the MP3s together years ago, the same brother that knew I was looking for Marcos this whole time. Evan, how come you didn't tell me you knew someone named Marcos?
I just figured there was no chance that this was the same Marcos. Everyone's named Marcos in New Mexico.
All right, so the only thing left to do was to call him up.
Hello.
Hello, Marcos?
This is Marcos.
I have a million questions for you, but I want to make sure that it's cool that we record them.
Yeah, definitely. I've obviously been comfortable being recorded from a very young age, so yeah, that's cool.
This is like old hat for you.
Exactly.
So you got that's it because awesome. you saw Home Alone, right?
Yeah, that's exactly why. I think the movie probably came out around Thanksgiving time. I remember seeing it and being like, I have to have that thing.
Who's Dakota?
Dakota was actually my best friend growing up, and he lived down the street. So we would basically walk to school together, and after school just like spend the afternoons hanging out.
Then I asked him about another voice, someone he referred to as a coworker.
There's a voice that interrupts you on the track Intensity.
That's so weird hearing your child voice.
Dad.
Oh, that was my dad. That was totally my dad.
That was my coworker.
My coworker.
So we talked some more about his dad.
I spent a lot of time alone as a kid because I was an only child. And he was talking about how his observation is that I was really creative in how I occupied my free time.
These days, Marcos is a social worker. And he knew my brother because he was dating my brother's really good friend. In fact, he almost came to my wedding.
Isn't that fascinating? We would have met that day.
So it happened. I'm finally able to put a face to this voice. Marcos even sent me a picture of him and Dakota hanging out from the time when they made the tape. But half of what I love about the tape is how great the songs are. So I asked him, where did the music come from?
It must have been like MIDI files, I think, or something on my parents' very first desktop computer.
So I'm still working on finding out who made this music. And Alex from the newspaper is back on the case too. He even went back on the radio in Santa Fe.
So now Warren's trying to find out who composed these songs. They're either Tandy or Windows files. They're called like Africa and Office and Clouds.
While that mystery remains, it's not every day you get to reunite an adult with his childhood self like this. So last, I asked Marcos how he felt about all the effort I put into this.
I dig it. I'm quite jealous that I'm not the one interviewing the person of something that I found. Yeah, it's like a time capsule, a little hidden treasure.
This concludes our little piece collection for tonight. Thank you for joining us. Goodbye.
Bye, Dakota. Sayonara.
That story from producer Warren Langford.